This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 23rd day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, here's your homework assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Steve Quayle's website, scroll down to the article with the following headline, How the Muslim Brotherhood is Winning in America. Former FBI agent John Guandolo states the following, We're 5 minutes into the first quarter of the football game and the Muslim Brotherhood is winning 72-0. Great article. The author is Ryan Morrow and, it's at the Clarion Press website. You go to standeo.com, you'll find, as always, some interesting earth change headlines, very important articles there. Also, if you'd like to join my marketing team, Marketing John Moore as a public speaker, you can go to my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show, for details if what you see there fits your business model and what you'd like to do. Making a little money, earning commissions, marketing my services. Well, check it out and get back with me. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist, has taught mathematics at the university level, He's an author, radio talk show host, man about town. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Real good, sir. Just enjoying a beautiful fall day and looking forward to a productive day, as always. Jim, there's a lot going on, and I know you have a myriad of interests that you speak about. And what is first and foremost in your mind this morning?
Well, as we head to the end of October, let's just review the hurricane season for the year. Really, we didn't have one. And something I've been pounding on for years, the National Hurricane Prediction Center at the beginning of the season back before June said this would be an above-average hurricane season. The people who promote global warming, the concept of or climate change, as they subtly have changed it to, have said that climate change is expanding and augmenting the hurricane season, and they have noted past years as being examples of that. Well, this year, there wasn't a hurricane season. We had a couple little storms. We had some big activity in the Pacific a few weeks ago, and oddly enough, not hurricanes, but tremendous land storms across the United States. But that was coincident with ISA and the comet ISA interacting with the planet Mars. And the weather that resulted about the number of days in the week after that. But other than that, we have not had any solar activity that would drive severe weather. Essentially, the theories that are being used to predict hurricanes, the theories that are used to talk about weather are totally incorrect. These people have egg all over their face. They're hiding a webpage called spaceweather.com, which also promotes the NASA National Weather Service model, you might call it, very mum about the fact that the sun is very weak but not saying anything about the bad predictions that are being made, long-term predictions from the National Hurricane Prediction Center. A number of years ago, the heads of the National Hurricane Prediction Center quit and made a public statement saying that this agency was basically wasting public money because nothing they had done had any value, literally.
I recall that, Jim. That's been, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah. But the National Hurricane Prediction Center continued using the information, using the techniques, the computer modeling, developed over the past 20 years that have no value. What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Well, Jim, once these agencies get going, for example, President Ronald Reagan was in the Army Reserve Cavalry at the beginning of World War II.
Uh-huh.
So the U.S. Cavalry was still going strong at the beginning of World War II. It's just an example of how once a government entity begins, it's very difficult to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's the very typical of science today. Science, the things that get published in scientific journals, peer-reviewed journals, are basically brought into vogue, and you can't get rid of them. So we have a tremendous amount of bad science out there, bad science and bad astronomy. And it's being promoted. One thing that I've discovered is they've learned that that's good for the public. I was listening to the Phyllis Schlafly report, a little airs right before your show here. There's a little blip. And she talks about education and the new Common Core Obama program.
Right.
The government will control all education. It's just, another form of perpetuating ignorance.
Except the private schools for the elite. Those children still get a real education.
Right. Yeah. And you don't even see it. You don't even see what they're exposed to. And then not even in, not just in school, but private meetings, et cetera, beyond that. You can ensure that Prince Harry and William or whatever their names are were schooled a little bit differently than your kids.
The children at those schools, and I know this is a bit of a rabbit trail, but they're taught that T-shirts are underwear, for example, and you don't wear your underwear in public. That's just a tiny example, but it's pretty fundamental to understand that T-shirts, no matter what color or what pictures may be on them, is underwear. Here's our break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Waking up my morning attire.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, Wednesday, the 23rd day of October, visiting with Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. He has a weekly radio show. He has a number of books that I urge you to get your own copy and read them. Become a student of Professor McCanning. Before the break, we were talking about the dire, absolutely dire situation of public education in the United States. Jim, you want to continue on that or move on to something else?
A little bit of a change in topic here. Last spring, I came out with a book called Comets. Simply one word, comets. And that was to prepare the public for this year, where there were many comets that would be visible and of interest to the public, and to kind of a book that was necessary for a long time, strictly dealing with the topic of comets, because my work encompasses many aspects of the solar system physics and cosmology, et cetera. So oddly enough, I opened up my most recent issue of a magazine I get called Physics Today, which is a very much a tier two promotion vehicle to promote amongst physicists and scientists tier two science.
Right.
For example, one article a year or two ago they had on the dynamics of hurricanes and how they form from warm water.
Right.
From a guy from MIT, pure tier two baloney, and never mentioning that there's not enough energy in the warm water of the ocean to create hurricanes or
right.
sustain them. But anyway, I open up this month's magazine, and the cover story is called Comets. So it's kind of the tier two, this is the gee-whiz science for scientists. Something that the public doesn't get a chance to see. But this would be what physicists who are trained physicists or working in government jobs or whatever, this is what they would see. And it, oddly enough, they've chosen the exact same title as my book. And it's written by the same staff members that are now, I call them the dream team from NASA. They're officially appointed to release information to the public about Comet Ison. But what they do in this article is they examine Comet Lovejoy, which was a sun-grazing comet, and a couple other comets. And the very first thing it says in the article is that regarding how the sun works and the solar conditions, we don't understand anything.
Really?
And then they go on to examine how they have seen data, various types of data that were collected for these sun-grazing comets. And there's about 80 different types of data that are collected for comets. But they only show a couple of them, and they talk about comets being dirty snowballs, but not a shred of proof of any of this. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Well, Jim, real quick, I know what you're talking about. Explain in just 1 minute or less, Tier 1 and Tier 2 scientists.
Tier 2 science is what you see. This would be considered the top layer of science in the country for the average person, NASA, Goddard Space Flight Center, John Hopkins University, Caltech, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. These are the bastions of top-level science, what are considered top-level science in the country. If you hear a spokesperson that really actually is employed by NASA, or a NASA webpage, what you'll see down at the very bottom is a name like Tony Phillips, a guy who filters every piece of information that comes out of NASA. So these are the filtering agencies that ultimately then feed information down to the public press, which is used by the New York Times, and say the History Channel or National Geographic, if they do a special on space, or Discover Magazine, which has a lot of stuff on space, or then the other just astronomy magazines like Sky and Telescope and Astronomy. So then they would take this information, filter it down another level for the public. But what you're getting is garbage science. And I'm amazed that the level of flip slide in these articles, and the fact that there's 80 types of data that they collect, they only present one or two, and can get away with just talking about theories as if they're fact when they have absolutely no proof at all.
Well, Jim, that's a good explanation of tier two. Now, what is tier one science?
Tier one science. A long time ago, back in the mid-90s, a guy named Dan Golden came into NASA, and he worked for the security agencies of the government. His job was to put the security lid on NASA. And at the time, a lot of scientists from NASA quit, a lot of staff members quit. And those that stayed, or a lot of them were let go. I don't know exactly the circumstance, but a lot of people left NASA. Those that remained signed basically non-disclosure agreements, the kind of agreement you would sign with a corporation. And they were not, you know, through this, they were not allowed to talk to the public, not allowed to give any information out about what they do. It all had to be filtered. So above that, the good scientists were plucked out into what you might call secure black ops positions where you don't even see their names. Nothing they do is public in any form.
Right.
The so-called respected peer-reviewed journals are tier two. The government grant, the National Science Foundation, all of that is tier two science. This is what they go through a tremendous amount of expense to promote in this facade layer of science. But tier one science is the military, is international in scope. Scientists from all countries are employed in tier one science, and that's the science that goes up the ladder to the bank, basically the bankers. A lot of people don't know that all of the cameras on NASA's satellites are owned by a private corporation, not by NASA. The NASA scientists don't see data until after it's gone through filters. The big telescope facilities are operated, or like the Hubble Space Telescope or the military facilities in Maui, are actually operated by international science organizations that you don't know or hear about. And
Jim, would it be an accurate statement that what they're really fearful of is the information that, you know, everything we do, our food, shelter, clothing, transportation, a big percentage of that is to pay for energy, that in reality, infrastructure could be put in place that would make energy basically no charge for the entire pop world. And the real fear is that this knowledge would get out, which would destroy the power structure as we know it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely the core issue. And in fact, they go to great lengths to make all kinds of goofy claims out there of people having what's known as free energy, and they actually promote this.
Right.
They actually promote what I call the myth of alternative energy. They fund projects like the North Sea Wave Project out of Ireland and Scotland and England, trying to garner electrical energy from wave power, or the three-blade wind systems that you see thousands of all over the Midwest and the West Coast, and actually all over them.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of October. Freeze Dry Guys October special is 13 items. They include both non-GMO, certified non-GMO food, and gluten-free food. He's been getting these requests for years. He's finally stepped up to the plate and done the right thing. And you can get both 100% gluten-free food and 100% certified GMO-free food. Get all the details at his website, freezedryguy.com, along with information on dehydrated foods, specialty foods, wise foods, relief foods, preparedness items. There's an interesting blog there where you can educate yourself and participate in various discussion groups at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say it again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen to that, if you would, please, sir.
James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads is the radio show. It airs every Thursday evening, 6 p.m., out of WWCR shortwave station, Nashville, Tennessee, heard worldwide. And then Friday night it re-airs on WTWW out of Nashville, 10 p.m. Central Time and 3 a.m. Central Time. All the information is on my webpage, jmccsti.com, and the shows are archived there. So all of the shows for years and years past, plus the current shows, are available to listen online, which many, many people do because they can listen it whenever they want. So,
and ladies and gentlemen, these radio shows are, there's no commercials, and they're university level information, but in layman's terms. So it's an excellent education. Also, people can find your books for sale at your website and your little device to rebuild the calendar. Tell us about the calendar machine, if you would, please.
Well, the calendar is a very interesting device. I've been studying, well, I deal with astronomy. I have taught astronomy at the university level. And I set out many years ago to devise a device that could be used universally any place on the planet as a calendar for using the sun or the stars. And so that's what it is. Plus, if there's a pole shift, or if we lose time, if we lose one of the first things we would lose if there were a power outage, we would lose time in reckoning. And so this device allows you in a few minutes to set it up, use the sun and the stars to set it up, and you would rebuild the calendar, the clock. You'd have your own timepiece there. Then you could build your own calendar far into the future. And even if there was a pole shift, you could rebuild the calendar based on the new conditions of the Earth. So it's an amazing little device that costs only $44.95, including shipping, to any place in the U.S. So I suggest people get that. And it's an educational device for kids. They can set it up and understand how the sun and the stars work to coordinate our time, and be prepared for an emergency when there is no time or calendars, but that would be lost. So,
right. Well, having the spring planting season off by 3 or 4 weeks could be a matter of life and death in a long-term emergency, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And my pamphlet, Surviving Planet X Passage pamphlet, has a method in there described on how to build a calendar using a pile of rock, something that we see all over the American Southwest. We see these little rock calendars that people used. And so it was a technique that I developed. And after I got done developing it, archaeology started discovering these ancient people had somebody in their group knew how to do this. And those are the groups that survived.
Right. Well, very basic stuff. Okay, Jim, where do you want to go from here this morning?
Well, let's do a little Comet Ison update. Okay. Comet Ison continues to be a very energetic little comet. It's not Nibiru. It's not Planet X. It doesn't have a mini solar system. There's we've counted hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos that have me appearing in them, stating that it's the end of the world and it's the Nibiru and it's the mini solar system that's going to destroy us all, or that we're going to go through the comet tail. None of this is true. I don't know who's putting these out there, but there's no way for me to follow it all. All I can tell you is just don't believe anything you see on YouTube.
Right.
The reality, Comet Ison is still very green, which is the luminescence from the electrical current passing through the comet. It has developed a broad sunward spike. Now, this is something that the ancients talked about, and the pictures coming from NASA are very poor. They're not really NASA pictures. They're coming from amateurs, and they're very faded, fuzzy, very poor pictures, things that are being presented.
Right.
But basically, obviously trying to hide what's going on, but the current sunward spike, which is normally just a little fine line, has broadened into what I call the horns of the bull. And it's a plasma effect. It's a condition that can occur in comets, and it's very rarely seen, but it's due to a very energetic comet. So at any rate, we're coming up here very quickly on the November 10th to 14th time frame when comet Ison will come in right behind planet Mercury. And I want everybody marking this on their calendar, get up early in the morning. And by the way, NASA is not talking about this at all. They want to prevent people from understanding this. But I'm the only person that really predicted this or talked about this. But comet Ison will have a backdoor perfect linear electrical alignment with the planet Mercury on the 13th and 14th. And so locate around the 10th of November, locate Mercury in the morning sky, and then watch it as the comet comes in behind it to see the effects we saw. I predicted that it would have effects at Mars, and it had all of them, which amazed me even. It caused Mars to go comet, and I'm expecting that Mercury will react even more because comet Ison is much more energetic now than it was when it was at Mars. So anyway, that's the... And I talk about this on my show, give more details on how to view comet Ison. So anyway, I think we're going to possibly see some effects, and possibly, I always say possibly because predicting is difficult, possibly see the planet Mercury go comet, develop a comet tail. And there's no way to explain this with the dirty snowball comet model.
Right.
And it's something that the ancients talked about. It would be something that to the whole world would confirm what I'm doing. So talking about the plasma discharge comet model, Mercury does not have any water or oceans or any type of moisture on it. It's very close to the sun and a thoroughly baked, dry planet. So if it goes comet, there's no possible way in the world that NASA could claim it's a dirty snowball. So I'm hoping we get a good show here.
Well, there's a high likelihood that we will. All right. Next topic.
As we head into fall here, comet Ison will continue, and the NASA spin engines will be, misinformation spin engines will be in full bore. So I want people to read my comets book and basically all of my books. What is very clear is a lot of people have. And so when misinformation comes out on, say, spaceweather.com or universetoday.com or some of these web pages, my fans obviously are there pounding on them.
Right.
And they're just now, they're like, behind the brick wall, hunker down. That's the best way you can describe standard science. NASA isn't saying anything. They've got their outreach web pages trying to do their work for them. And so the public is aware, and the awareness is growing. So I would encourage
I've talked about this before, Jim, but when the powers that be, when the elite made sure you could not pollute the young minds at Cornell University with truth, over 30 years ago. Ironically, you now have more students than you could ever possibly have as a professor at Cornell, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the world is listening.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of October. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the energy cleaner for sale, a great little device to help you have optimal health, better sleep than you've had in years, stronger libido, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. We're rapidly running out of time. First, we go to South America, Thomas in Nicaragua. Good morning, Thomas.
John, good morning. How are you, sir?
Real good.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to, I want to give credit where credit's due. Professor McCanney, I've been listening to you for probably 7 or 8 years, and I just, I want to thank you for the education you've given me. I usually download your podcast, and you've, really opened my eyes up to what, the universe is about, the plasma discharge model. you know, getting over the psyops of NASA and the education and the school system that I received, you know, in the sciences. And, you know, you really put out a lot of really good info on your show every Thursday. And, I'm just very grateful for you. And, I try to tell people about you and, you know, and explain as best I understand, you know, the concepts that you have put out there. But, you know, what you say makes sense, you know, whether it be from the weather being, you know, from electrical discharges from the sun and from outer space. And just your information is immense and your research is immense. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And what I always say is not only does it present science, but now you can understand the political aspect of the world. Why is the world why is the information being pawned off on the world that couldn't possibly be correct? And the vast teams of tier two science that perpetuate this garbage. It's very important to protect the banker world, as I call it, this world of phony money and interest that should be illegal. You know, the evening news, the morning wake-up programs that come out of New York and the Standard, I call them, you know, as kids we watched Romper Room. Now we have Adult Romper Room, Wake Up
America.
That's good. I like that analogy, Jim.
I mean, it's so funny how you get the hurricane prediction centers predicting, you know, all these hurricanes, and then I listen to your show and get the truth, and then who turns out to be right? It's Professor McCanny and not the well-funded government bureaucrats that don't know what they're talking about. I mean,
at the beginning of this hurricane season, I said there won't be any hurricanes. It'll be very
exactly.
minimal. And the only time we had any real activity, that typhoon that hit the Southeast Asia, was due to a comet activity that we couldn't have predicted at the time last June. But I always say that, you know, there could be effects that come in that we don't know about now. But other than that, there wasn't a hurricane season. And these people never apologized. They never, they have what they call mid-course corrections.
Yes.
And not even sports athletes that predict who's going to win a game do mid-course corrections. It's not like they come on at halftime and say, well, it looks like the team I predicted is losing, and so I'm going to go for the other one now. Not even the sports analysts do that, you know, but right. They allow the hurricane so-called scientists to do this. It's just so they end up right at the end of the season. It's so absurd.
I have one more question. I'm down in Nicaragua, and I'm going to try to find an area where there's no lights, you know, maybe in the mountains or something. Do you think I'll be able to view Comet Ison with the naked eye?
Hopefully here shortly, yeah. It's still kind of binocular, a small telescope type of object. But I'm hoping here as we move into early November, it's going to start to brighten up to where you can see it with the naked eye. And I'm hoping this interaction with Mercury, that's why I say go out the 10th, because that's before when the interaction with Mercury starts on the 13th and 14th, so you can see the comet and actually see it brightening and maybe even connect electrically with planet Mercury and then see Mercury go comet. I mean, this would just be beyond fantastic to see that happen.
Yeah, Thomas, you're going to find, if you do a little networking, there's going to be some amateur astronomers that you can work with that would already have equipment. So do some networking and find out who those people are.
Yeah. Okay. My advice, though, is a pair of binoculars, a pair of, you know, regular binoculars or astronomical binoculars are better because they're coated lenses, and then a tripod. Make sure you have a good tripod.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it'll be to find down here, you know, but we'll see. But
Good.
I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Thomas.
I'll call in tomorrow to your show, John.
Fantastic. Thank you, Thomas. Here's our last caller here, Brian in Colorado. Good morning, Brian.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
All right. I was calling because I couldn't help but notice that the dates in which Comet Ison is going to be working its magic with Mercury, so to speak, coincides with the GRID X2 drill. And I was wondering, and I can take the answer off air, if that is going to have any significance for any of the Illuminati bloodlines or anything like that, if that's your opinion or where that stands in your eyes.
Brian, we do thank you for your question, and you're not the first one to have that question. Go ahead, Professor McKinney, if you would, please.
Yeah, I've been talking about this for a long time. In fact, I'm the first one that came out and started pumping this idea that it's very odd that the NERC, the North American Electric, not Recovery Corporation,
Resource.
Well, I'll think of it, Resource
Council.
Council is having their international power outage drill on those dates. And that's when, also I just saw the Politano interviews where she's talking about an imminent, cyber attack and power outage. And so
100% chance. 100% chance. That was her statement as she was leaving office as head of Homeland Security.
Yeah. And so, it's very odd that they picked those dates, for their activity. And then she said, very soon afterwards would be when we have our 100% certain power outage and cyber attack. So I would say, yeah, we're heading into some strange times here. And the one thing that I've talked for years about, NASA has been promoting this, that the sun can cause power outages, and it can. But we're in the lowest epoch of the solar activity in 200 years. But we have Comet Ison coming in, and this is where the strange division between Tier 1 and Tier 2 is. The top-down planning of these activities happens up at Tier 1 science and above, where they take the information that's provided by the scientists and craft the events, the major earth-shaping and social engineering events that shape our existence, like 9/11. For example, and so this power outage is central to their taking over and bringing in new banking and basically bringing in a whole new structure for governance of the world. And so we're heading into that period here, starting the November 10th to the 14th.
Well, Jim, they like to have a major event that appears to be spontaneous to use as cover to accomplish other goals. And this may be the perfect storm to have that whole scenario play out, couldn't it?
Right, with Comet Ison, and of course they deny that comets can cause solar flaring, but that's the thing that would cause the flares that they could use for a planned power outage, false flag power outage.
Jim, thank you, sir. We're out of time. Appreciate it. I'll be in touch privately. That's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, firearms and ammunition now while you can. Never ever give up your guns. Be safe, have a great day, and God bless America.